Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, everyone, and certainly welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is your lovely, stunning, and magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell. So glad to be broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio, but heard all across the World Wide Web. We say hello to all those that are joining us in the chat room. Thank you so much for checking us out. Those that are waiting on the phone line, thank you so much for checking us out as well. And we are just delighted to have you joining us every week. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to stay up to date on all the great shows that we have lined up, you have to join my official email list. And you can do that by going to my website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. Hey, listen, follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Oh, and you got to connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Listen, I'm in iTunes under Charvette, a whole bunch of ways to connect with me. So as you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I am tickled pink, as my auntie from Millersville, Georgia would say. I'm tickled pink today to bring you this phenomenal segment called The Ideal Wife. That's right, The Ideal Wife. And I am telling you, we have some good stuff lined up for you today. We're going to kick the show off with best-selling author Jacqueline Thomas, who just released a brand spanking brand new book called The Ideal Wife. And then you know how I do it. You know how I like to do it. I got to bring my panel of men in, and we're going to talk to some gentlemen that are married and single and get their perspective on the topic of the ideal wife. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think you are ready. I think you're ready to get this party started. Listen, Jacqueline Thomas, oh my goodness, she is an award-winning, best-selling author with 29 titles in print. Her books have garnered several awards. For example, her second book in her young adult inspirational fiction series, Divine Confidential, was nominated for 2008 NAACP Image Award, and I could go on and on and on about the other awards that she has received. Certainly, you know her previous literary works such as Sensation, The Prodigal Husband, Change is Gonna Come, Saved in the City, and so much more. A driving force in the world of Christian fiction, Jacqueline delivers an uplifting tale about a strong woman struggling with the issues of faith and self-love in her newly released novel, The Ideal Wife. And I'm telling you, we are excited that we are one of her stops on her blog and book tour. And the release date of the novel is today. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing to the mic right now Jacqueline Thomas. Welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We are just excited and so, tickle pink. I'm jumping up and down. This is your release day. You're on your way to a book signing in Largo, Maryland. This is just so exciting.
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about this book.
Oh, my goodness. So you got to tell our listeners, we're going to just jump right on in. You got to tell our listeners, how did you come up with the concept for this book, The Ideal Wife?
Actually, it was a couple of things. I was reading the Bible, and in the book of Esther, I was reading about Queen Vashti and how her husband divorced her or removed her as queen because she wouldn't show herself to his men as he requested. There were several debates with theologians. Some thought that she wasn't being a submissive wife, while others thought she was a woman of high moral character and felt that her beauty was reserved for her king, her husband alone.
Okay.
And so I thought about that, and I pondered that. And then that same day, I was taking my son, I believe, to football practice, and Michael Basin, his show was on, and they were talking about swinging, wife swapping.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so this woman called in and said that she was married to a pastor and that they were both swinging and that they didn't consider it adultery.
Wow.
And so my story was kind of birthed out of that. The ideal wife is the story of a woman whose husband wants her to embrace the swinging lifestyle and her quest to make her marriage work without dishonoring God. And so the book offers the reader a glimpse into the lifestyle of a Christian swinger.
Wow.
You know, it's going to challenge readers' belief in whether swinging or wife swapping is considered adultery. And it was interesting because doing research for this novel, I found that up to 90% of swingers identify with a religion, and up to 47 regularly attend their place of worship.
And that, you know, that's interesting because that certainly wouldn't be what I would think as an average Christian, right? Were you stunned at those results?
Oh, I was absolutely stunned. You know, some may say naive, but I was absolutely stunned. Because to me, a Christian swinger is kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah.
You know, the words to me, in my opinion, they just really don't go together.
My goodness. Can you describe the main characters in this book? Let's talk about the main characters a little bit.
Okay, well, Dana is a young wife. They're newly married when the book opens.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Jana because she knows who she is in Christ, and she stands her ground with her husband despite her love for him. Because, you know, some women, we would do anything for love.
Right.
But she knows, you know, who she is in Christ and who she is, so she stands her ground. You know, Lawrence, he's likable, I think, because he's not out to hurt his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He loves God, but the thing is, he truly believes that there's nothing wrong with the swinging lifestyle. You know,
and he's rich, and he's tall, and he's dark, and he's handsome, you know, all of that. So
yes,
that sways your opinion sometimes. Uh-huh.
And the other thing is his pastor is a swinger, so how can it be so bad if his pastor's into it?
Right. Ooh, juicy, 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 juicy. And is this based on anybody that you know? Did you in your research, or did anyone, you know, I don't want you to maybe blow up or put on blast any friends, but you do find any real life people?
No, thankfully,
okay.
I don't know any. You know, I don't know that I know any.
Right.
You know,
okay.
I don't know any. And it's definitely not me and my husband. We've never, you know, been swingers. It's not something we believe in.
Okay.
You know,
good.
For us, the best threesome is my husband, myself, and God.
Okay. Listeners, you heard it. I know I want to clear the air, make sure to listen, because, you know, sometimes people ask, well, what's the book based off of your own personal experience?
No, it was not based off my
Cool. So what are some of the themes that you want readers to walk away with? What do you want them to, you know, really kind of aha, light bulb moments do you want them to walk away with?
One of the things is that I want them to really understand that you have got to, I mean, they're good pastors. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
I don't like to bash pastors. There are wonderful pastors. I've met and been led by some wonderful pastors, but there are some not so wonderful pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the pulpit has not been called.
Okay.
And so I want people to understand that you have to know who is leading you in your church. You have to study the word for yourself. You can't just take your pastor's word for it.
Agreed.
Because sometimes scriptures, as you'll see in The Ideal Wife, scriptures can be twisted to suit
mm-hmm.
one's own purposes. And if you don't study the word for yourself, you're being led, you know, astray.
Right.
And you may not be aware of it. You
oh,
know, that was the case with Lawrence. Lawrence's
yes.
pastor, he believed in swingings, and he used scriptures to support his habit. And so Lawrence didn't bother to search the word for himself. You know, he
right.
found someone who validated his need or his sexual addiction, and he just went with it.
Oh, my goodness. What do you think the book says about the thought of being a submissive wife? I think a lot of women struggle with that. They're like, well, how do I do that? What do I, you know, how, are there books I'm supposed to read? Are there classes I'm supposed to take? What do you think the book says about a wife being submissive?
I think that the book, basically the message there is, you are to submit to your husband as long as he's not asking you to do something illegal or immoral.
Okay. Good sound guidance, right?
Yeah, you know, because, I mean, sometimes I struggle with submission. You know, when we talk about it, you know, with my husband, you know,
right.
submit to him, I'm like, wow, you know.
But,
but I'm, you know, I'm working on it. I'm working on
yes.
it.
Yes, I'm sure it's a work in progress, right?
It
work
is,
in progress.
It is, it is.
Oh, my goodness. So, again, today is the release date for The Ideal Wife, and you're in Largo, Maryland right now, right?
Yes, I'm actually in Largo, Maryland. In about 45 minutes, I will be at Borders, you know, talking about the new book. So if you're in the area, please come out.
Yes, Largo, Laurel, Greenbelt, all of our friends up in that area. Go check her out. So listen, how can people purchase the book in other stores online? What kind of information can we give out so that they can go purchase this book, The Ideal Wife?
Well, the book is available online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders. They're in all the stores. If it's not in the store yet, ask them to order it. But readers should be able to pick up the book anywhere.
Great, 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 great. And I'm telling you, the chat room is jumping with the notion of Christian swingers. They are like, what in the world? Oh, my goodness. So, Chatters, I see you. I know that just threw y'all for a loop. You're like, okay, the book is called Ideal Wife. I know people are going to go another angle with that, so they're going to be very interested to read this juicy novel. Yes, Chatters, I see you. There are a lot of questions going on in the chat room about what in the world, a Christian swinger. Okay, so what else is on the horizon for you?
My next book is called Samson, which is a modern-day adaptation of Samson and Delilah's story. It'll be out in May. Looking forward to that one as well.
Okay, great. And I'd love to have your web address.
Okay, it's www.jacquelinethomas.com.
All right. And I'm sure you're on all the social networking sites.
Oh, yes, I am. MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. Hey, follow me on Twitter.
All right, you heard it. I'm telling you, again, we're just excited to have you and have the opportunity to talk to you for a few minutes on the release date of The Ideal Wife. And, you, again, 29 novels under your belt, so certainly not a novice at this. Very humble and so gracious. I thank you so much. And then this novel, again, is very kind of spicy, but you've got some themes in there that you're trying to get across. So, you know, some people could take it. Some people, they'll be all right in the morning. They'll just be all right in the morning.
Well, the
they'll get
is,
over it.
You know, I tried not to be graphic because, again,
right.
I write Christian fiction, so everything that I write, God is going to hold me accountable. And, you know, I have to give God honor. So
yes.
While I had to go deep into this, keep it real, you know, basically, I had to also keep it holy.
All right. So you got it, listener. She kept it real, but she kept it holy. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And the last question I have for you, Jacqueline, is what motivates you?
My family, the Lord. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be anything without God. And
yes.
So he motivates me to be the best that I can be.
All right. I can't add anything to that. Well, again, I'm just excited to have you, and thank you so much for being one of letting the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show be one of the stops on your book and your blog tour, and we wish you much continued success.
Thank you, and it's been fun, and thanks to the readers.
Oh,
thanks,
you're
everybody.
Quite welcome. All right. Thank you for joining us, and have a great time at your book signing.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. All
bye-bye.
Right, listeners, bye-bye. Listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to be back with a panel of gentlemen, and we're going to talk about this concept, the ideal wife. I'm telling you, if you have some questions, listen, you can call in if you want to, area code 347-945-5907. Those that are in the chat room, if you want to submit a question through the chat room, we'll take it from there, too. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Zs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is your girl, Charvette, and I'm excited to have you joining us for our segment called The Ideal Wife. We just talked to Jacqueline Thomas. Oh, my goodness, national best-selling author. Check her out. Her newest novel, The Ideal Wife. Get it everywhere you can online, www.jacquelinethomas.com, and you can connect with her on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter, and all of that. So listen, we're moving to our second segment. Now, you know, with a topic like the ideal wife, you know how I have to do it. I have to have a panel come in, and we got to dig a little bit deeper into this. So I'm bringing my panel to the mic right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you're ready. I think you are ready. Listen, the first gentleman, you heard him before. He's back by popular demand. He was on the What Do Women Really Want show. He's a local comedian, and he is mad funny. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Larry Love. Welcome to the show, Larry.
What's up, Charvette? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
All right. Great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman is back by popular demand. Also, he was on the What Do Men Really Want show, the dapper and debonair Elder Justin Moore. Welcome to the show, Elder Justin.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you inviting me back. It's an honor to be back with you.
Oh, we're glad to have you. And certainly last but certainly not least, my next guest, he's new to the virtual couch here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are glad to have Elder Derek Peterson. Thanks for joining the show, Elder Derek.
God bless you, Charvette. It is an honor to be here.
Great. Well, let's jump right on in. So you all were in the virtual green room listening to the first part of the interview. So when you heard the word Christian swingers, did like were y'all like falling out like, oh, my God, I didn't know I signed up for this kind of show?
Yeah. I thought about Esther on Sanford and Son. You know, Christian swinger. I
right.
couldn't put the two together.
I know y'all were getting scared. This is not Jerry Springer, so I'm not gonna put y'all on blast. The chat room, I'm telling you, the chat room, they are going at it. They are blowing it up. Again, welcome chatters, all those that are in the chat room. They are having an interesting conversation. Okay, so listen, I have some questions for you all. And listeners, I put together this panel. You know how I do it. I handpick my panel and. Two are married, one is single, and I did that on purpose because I like to have a diversity of thought. So big shout out to Larry's lovely wife. I'm sure they're going to give a shout. He's going to give a shout out. I'll let him give his own shout out. And Derek, I'll let him give his own shout out. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Is there an ideal wife? Is that a true statement? And Larry Love, I'm going to let you tackle that first. Is there an ideal wife?
Well, of course. I have to say yes, because there's a chance mine could be listening.
Right.
And, you know, I want to be able to sleep with both eyes closed tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Absolutely, there's a thing such as an ideal wife.
Great.
As you get deeper into the subject, I can elaborate.
You
can
elaborate more. Okay, so your answer is yes, there is an ideal wife. Okay, great. Elder Derek, is there an ideal wife?
I have to agree with Brother Larry. My wife is also listening.
Yes.
So, yes, there is. And, again, I echo what he says. We can elaborate more as we get into it. But, yes, there is an ideal wife.
All right. So now we're going to get the single perspective from the single gentleman on the panel. Elder Justin, do you think there is an ideal wife?
Absolutely. I have no reason to disagree. Even though I'm not married yet, I absolutely believe that there is an ideal wife.
All right, so it looks like we have consensus from the panel. We have consensus from the panel. And, okay, so I've got to take one question from the chat room. This is unprompted by me. The listener wants to know, says they want to hear from the panel what their view is on Christian swingers. So I don't know who on the panel wants to make a statement of their view.
I don't have an opinion. I don't think there is another side to even look at that. I don't think that there is any balance or anything, any other thing to say than it's absolutely wrong.
All right.
That's me. I don't know what the other two gentlemen, but that is not something that balances out or even sounds like it can have a good angle to it.
All right. There you go. So that's your answer there for the chat room. That's your answer. We're going to keep it moving. Okay, so you know, I'm a reality show person, and I watch the Kardashians. Do y'all, anybody on the panel, do y'all watch the Kardashians?
Yeah,
y'all even know who that is?
Can I safely say I do watch it.
You do watch. Okay,
wow.
Okay. So
don't tell them who answered that. Don't tell
them
who answered that.
I'm not going to say. But listen, this is so amazing to me because when I was putting this show together, okay, so Khloe Kardashian, basically, for those that may not know, The Kardashians is a reality show watching a family called The Kardashians. Their father was an attorney for the OJ case. He's since passed, you know, God rest his soul. And his children have a reality show. Okay, the middle daughter named Khloe Kardashian just married the L.A. Lakers' Lamar Odom, who, by the way, just signed like a four-year deal worth $33 million. They only dated for 1 month. So I was sitting there thinking, what in the world happened in a month's time? What characteristics did she display? And this is a PG show. But what in the world happened in a month's time to make him say, this chick got to be my wife? This has got to be the idea. What happened? I just need some clarification. And to add more color to this, he has been in a long-term relationship with a young lady named Elisa Morales, who has an 11-year-old by him, a 7-year-old by him. They had another child that passed, so we certainly pray for that. And so he had a long-term relationship with someone else, but after 1 month of marriage, after 1 month of dating, he marries Khloe Kardashian. So, you know, panel, what are the characteristics that men are looking for when they're trying to select the ideal wife? And I know, Larry, you ready to answer. You ready to throw something at
that. You killing me. Listen, let me jump into this. I'm going to handle it because I have a comedic answer, but this is a PG-13.
Yes.
The Khloe Kardashian, Lamar Odom. But I have a sincere take on it. And but it doesn't need to be answered.
Okay.
Ideally, I believe, for me, an ideal wife is someone that you can have communication with. And I mean from A to Z, both pleasant, uncomfortable, when there are things that need to be hashed out. You need to be able to communicate that. Now, there are tons of others, but that was my number one, communication.
Oh, right. Great. Communication. I love it. I'm going to go to Elder Derek. What do you say? What characteristics are men looking for when selecting the ideal wife?
I guess they're scared to say it, and I know my wife may be listening too. But, you know, the first thing, I'm sorry, brother, the first thing when you look at a woman, you are not thinking communication because you cannot talk with your eyes.
Okay.
You are looking at the physical beauty.
Okay.
When you first look at a woman. That's number one characteristic that a man sees.
Well,
before they can figure if the woman has a vocabulary or not, they're checking her out.
Right.
Larry, you want to rebut that?
My rebuttal to that is, yes, you have to have that visual connection to step to the young lady, but we're talking wife. And when it comes down to wife, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. She has to appeal to you in some way, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, she could look like Buffy the Body, but if her conversation is like Charlie Brown's teacher, nah. I mean, my wife is very attractive. Don't get it twisted. I didn't marry like Evil Witch of the West.
Yes.
But, I mean, I've dated quite a few attractive young ladies, but they're really, we didn't have that connection in a communication sense. So, I mean, dating, yes, maybe it's not, communication is not the first. But wife for me, at the point that I got married, I was in my mid-30s when I got married. Communication was for me. But I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to respectfully disagree when it relates to wifey, though.
Okay. Elder Justin, I'm going to let you throw in your answer. What characteristics are men looking for when selecting a wife from the single brother standpoint?
Well, from the single brother standpoint, I'm going to play it safe, brother. I'm going to play it safe. I think for me, as a Christian brother, I think her love for God, I think respect, honesty, all of the good things, that's for me. Now, I haven't crossed that threshold yet, but I think for me that she has to absolutely love God. That's first and foremost. Before, I may like her in terms of her physical appearance. You know, she may have good verbal communication skills, But I think there is an impasse or blockage when you talk about, you know, from a Christian standpoint, you know, is that, you know, does she love God? So first and foremost for me, you know, does she love God? And then I absolutely agree with my brother Larry Love. How do we communicate? Because that can certainly lead down a dead end in many instances if the communication is not there.
All right. One of the chatters is falling out. They said, I am dying laughing because some of the guys on this panel keep saying, my wife may be listening before they make a statement. Okay, so that's the chat room. They laughing at y'all. Okay, so let's keep it moving. Do you think a woman is born an ideal wife? Are there women out there that are just like, okay, just her makeup, just the way she is makes her ideal wife? Or is there a process? Mm-hmm. Are there some women who they got to really, really work hard at this thing? What do y'all think? And I'm going to start with...
It's a process.
It's a process. So you want to elaborate on that, Elder Derrick?
It's a learned behavior.
Okay.
No one is born... And again, when you talk about idealism,
right.
What's ideal to one brother may not be ideal to the next brother.
Exactly.
So when he's looking for his ideal wife, he's looking for certain characteristics in her. Somebody may be looking for a wife that knows how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody may not care if she knows how to cook or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, when they fall into that category, they have, it's a learned process from their birth, through their childhood, through their teenage years, being a young woman, what impacted them to be this way.
Yeah.
It's a process. It's a learned behavior.
I mean, how do women learn? I mean, is there a book we're supposed to be reading? Are there classes we're supposed to be taking? How
you are the way you are because of those that were in your life.
Okay.
I grew up, you know, a girl could grow up watching her mother be this way. She watched her mother love her father. She watched her father love her mother. She watched her mother take care of the house. She saw her father going to work and paying all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe her expectation of an ideal husband may be find me somebody that's going to go to work and pay the bills.
Cool.
Is what they were raised in, how they were great, how they were raised.
All right, Larry Love, what do you have to say?
I echo 100% of what he just said. It is a process, and the process starts from in the home. And I know it's maybe an unpopular statement to say, but in households that are a child is being raised by either just a mother or just a father,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times those kids are only getting one half of the story. And that's not to say the one half is not doing a 110%, but there are just some things that daddies can't teach daughters, that daughters can't teach sons. So it's a process, and the process is, you know, mother and father first, and then the village. The village is your church family, you know,
mm-hmm.
the people you associate with, your friends, your extended family. All of that
mm-hmm.
goes plays into the And as Deacon Elder said earlier, it is what an individual man is looking for. So I absolutely agree with what he said. I can't, you know, we may not agree on looks and all that.
Right.
You know, but I agree right there.
Okay. And so do you think this is why the divorce rate is high? Because there are so many homes that are what we say is non-traditional, one parent may be home, or the grandmother is raising the child, or whatever the situation is. And so then people don't have necessarily the role models that they would have as they were growing up. So then marriages are kind of suffering because the divorce rate is so high. I mean, do you all think that contributes to it? What are other things you think that contribute to the divorce rate? And I'm going to, Elder Justin, I'm going to let you jump in and just what your, you know, your perception and what you've seen in the world. I'll let you start with that. Why do you think the divorce rate is so high?
Wow. I think there's so many variables, you know, as to why the divorce rate is so high. But one thing that I thought about is my brother that said about what you expect, you know, he talked about how, you know, the woman or the young lady may have seen something in the home that she may have grabbed a trait from her home life. And I think a lot of times you have brothers who want a Halle Berry, June Cleaver mixture. You know, you see this woman, she's beautiful, she's all that you ever wanted visually in a woman, and, you know, you haphazardly marry her with no counsel, you know, not knowing who she is, where she's come from, what her life is about. And I think, you know, we marry into this situation, and then you expect her to be June Cleaver at home. You want, you know, dinner ready or whatever,
right.
And it doesn't pan out that way. You know, you got a career woman, a woman of the, you know, 21st century, and you want her to be at home and be a woman of the 50s and 60s, and then there's going to be some headbutting somewhere. This
right.
is not what I bargained for. She's saying, this is what, you know, this is who I am, and I'm not changing. And so, you know, there's some disagreements, and those disagreements become, unfortunately, become too much for them to pan out or iron out at home because, you know, people are not willing to negotiate and, you know, all kinds of things that, that they get into after they get married that they could have figured out on the other side to see, you know, what am I getting into? Who am I marrying? You know, what do you believe? What are your morals? All these things that we can get on the other side. So I think that's one of the major issues that we deal with, I think, because of, you know, that happens because of divorce.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Larry Love, what do you have to say? Why do you think the divorce rate is so high?
Oh, man. Oh. Well, I can't, if I mean, he spoke to it.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, if I just cut right down to it, is
yes.
the inability to problem solve.
Okay.
And a lot of times, even in the homes where kids grow up with a mother and father, you know, they don't see mom and dad problem solving their issues out because that's a lot of times probably done behind closed doors with mama and daddy, you know, not want to fuss and argue in front of the kids. So I think what happens is that generation, well, people, not generation, I don't want to put that, I just lose the ability to communicate with one another about how to handle and tackle tough issues. And the stigma is that how do you do that with just the two of them? I don't necessarily advocate going into, you know, maybe somebody that's close to you, but you got to have a third-party mediator, I think, in some instances on what it is. You got to be able to problem solve because it's not like dating at all. I mean, dating is, you know, you just leave.
Right.
Marriage shouldn't be like that. Marriage should be more of, you know, let's stick through it together through thick and thin. And it's tough. Trust me, I probably could have been fired 3 or 4 times.
Cassandra would have fired you.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's keeping it 100, right? That's keeping it 100.
All the way 100. But I'm not anywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're in our segment called The Ideal Wife. At the top of the hour, we talked to Jacqueline Thomas, just released a new book called The Ideal Wife. Oh, my goodness, it's really hot. It's a hot topic. You got to go check it out. But listen up. I'm in my segment now talking to some dynamic gentlemen, Elder Derek Peterson. Oh, my goodness, Larry Love and Elder Justin Moore. And we're talking about the concept of the ideal wife. Again, thank you, those that are in the chat room. I'm telling you, one young lady made an interesting comment. She said, I won't know if I'm a good wife until I become a wife. I do know, however, I am an excellent communicator, so perhaps that's 1/4 of the battle. What do y'all think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, thumbs up to you in the chat room.
Good communicator, in her opinion.
Well, yes, it hurts.
That's
a good point. No, I got to put myself on blast one time because I was dealing with this guy one time, and we had talked about a certain situation, and then I brought the situation up, like, later, and, you know, he brought the situation up later, and I said, well, we talked about this. And he said, no, you talked about it. And I was like, wow.
See?
Wow. And that was really an eye-opener. And after I sat back and looked, I said, yeah, I was the only one talking. See, y'all, I'm not ashamed to put myself on blast. I'm trying to learn, too. Okay,
y'all complimented each other. Y'all complimented each other.
Yeah,
right.
We're keep
you made up for his lack.
Yeah, you're right. So, you know, this is a good point, though. During the dating stage, should, you know, women display the wifey characteristics or the wifey qualities? You know, I don't know. Should we be displaying the wifey, you know, tendencies, characteristics, or whatever during the dating stage? Elder Derek, I'm going to let you actually tackle that, and then I'm going to come to Elder Justin.
It was my wife, just the person she was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the type of girls when I was young that I was dating, and she was the complete opposite.
Wow. Of everyone you had dated?
And she was the complete opposite of every girl I had ever dated. So when we started dating, it was different. And even my boys, they told me, man, you crazy. I said, no, I'm going to marry that girl.
Oh.
Like, no, you crazy. But it won't after 1 month.
Right, right. Isn't that the Khloe Kardashian and LeBron?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, but, good.
But again, it was her character. It was already in her.
Okay. Good.
It wasn't
okay.
Something that I had to bring to the table. It wasn't something that she learned as we went on. It was already in her.
Good. Elder Justin, what do you have to say?
I agree. I think you ought to display who you are, not just show me some tiny glimpse of something, and then once we get to the place of marriage, then I get to, you know, see this totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unfair to your mate to be somebody on one side and then be another person on the other side. But I think you ought to show me those characteristics. Likewise on my end, but I think you ought to show
right.
me those characteristics that that you will be doing and displaying on the other side of marriage or dating. Rather.
All right. I completely agree. Cool. We're going to keep this moving. All right. Now, this question is for Larry Love and for Elder Derrick. Let's just say, hypothetically, one of the chief editors for Essence Magazine is listening to the show, or they're going to check it out in the archive, and they're listening to you guys, and they're like, you know what? They would be great contributors for an article I'm writing. And let's just say they have a new article coming up in one of the upcoming Essence magazines, and the article is What Your Husband Wishes You Knew But Is Scared to Tell You. Mm-hmm. What your husband wishes you knew and is scared to tell you. And what if that editor contacted you, Larry Love, and you, Elder Derrick, and wanted your comments on that article? What kind of comments would you give? Larry Love, what would you say? What your husband wishes you knew but is scared to tell you?
Mm-hmm. I'm a freak.
Okay, that's keeping it 100. Is that it? Or you that's all and nothing any more you want to add?
That's the funny side. You know, you're kind of scared to probably say that, but
right.
The thing that I probably would say is, you know, life is hard. I'm just really looking for a partner. I want a teammate.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, when you're looking for, you know what, I'm going to leave it at freak. That's the easiest one I can come up.
Okay, freak is the easiest one. Okay, Elder Derrick, what are you going to contribute to that article about what your husband wishes you knew but is scared to tell you?
This is for me.
Yes.
My answer.
Yes.
My honest answer. Please don't talk to me while I'm asleep.
Don't talk while you sleep. I hear a communication theme certainly going on.
It is, and I understand the communication piece. That's why, I would sit up and I would listen. But, you know, to myself sometimes I'm like, man, I want to go to sleep. It's late. Can we talk tomorrow?
That's good. Hey, all right, listeners, ladies, you know, hey, listen, pay attention. One of the chatters said, you know what, I've read those types of articles and they're not all that deep. You know, don't overanalyze. Men, all they want is food, sex, and support, and they straight. All right. That's what one of the chatters said. We talk about married people. Okay. All right. Elder Justin, I'm not going to leave you out. I have a question.
Wow.
What if one of the event planners for Bishop Jake's ministry happens to listen to this show in the archive, and they're planning a singles conference, and they listen, and they're like, oh, Elder Moore has some good comments. I want to fly him in for a conference. And your topic is, I'm looking for wifey. That's your topic at a singles conference. What are going to be some of your top comments that you would make?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question after that last question. I would have to revise my list after that last one. But I think that given all of the things that you would expect person at that type of seminar to say, that
uh-huh.
I would expect you first of all to love God. But I think one of the things that I think that we miss on this side of marriage
mm-hmm.
is revealing to me what I should know. Not what you think I should know, but what I should know. I don't want to be walking in the mall with you and there's some guy from your past that walks up to me and starts letting me know more than I know about you. Be revealing.
I've been there.
Yeah, you been there? Larry, help me out, brother. You come with me. You come with me. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I've revealed to be upfront with me, be honest with me. I said all of it. Once you get past that facade of, you know, I love Jesus, all that wonderful stuff that should be in place, that's a given. That stuff should be in place.
Right.
But I think once we get down to the nitty-gritty, listen, show me you. Show me you. Show me the real you. I want to know what I'm getting into. I want to know who you are. I want to know your past. And not everybody wants to know their mate's past. Not God bless them. Not everybody wants to know that. But I want to know what am I getting into, what type of person you are. And I think there are some things that we learn in the dating process, in the courting process. I think there are some things that we learn about one another, the true person. I think somebody said when you first meet someone, you meet their representative. But as time goes on, you know, you meet the real person. But I would love for you to be as upfront as possible with me to let me know. I'm not getting married, you know, I'm not throwing off to them, but this is not some Chloe and Lamar situation, you know, where, you know, a year down the line I'm finding something out about you. When I get married, my pastor says one wife for one life. So I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know who you are. So let me know who you are. That's wifey to me. After we get past the facade of all the beautiful clouds and all of the wonderful things, let me know. Give me the real deal.
I like that. Give them the real deal. And you know what?
Yes.
Us women, I have to represent the women. I have to.
Go ahead. That's what we want too.
That's all we want. We just want
that's
you
right.
to. Yeah, that's all we want. Keep it 100. Yeah. Keep it real. You know, don't play games.
Give me the real deal.
Oh, my God. This has been off the chain. I'm telling you, I don't know if I've had this much interaction in the chat room in a while. This topic is hot.
Right.
Listen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're wrapping up a segment called The Ideal Wife, and I am just tickle pink. My panel has been very candid. Listen, Larry, I want you to give a shout-out to your wife, and Elder Derek, I want you to give a shout-out to your wife, and hint, hint, Mary Kay, you know, all that. So y'all give y'all shout-out. Larry, love, you go first.
I just want to give a super sexy shout-out to my wife, who is carrying my second child.
Oh, congratulations!
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, that's blessed. I'm going to be broke for a little while, but, you know I'm hoping to maybe be here before the end of December for the tax break, you know what I mean? But I just want to say, you know, to my backbone, to the person who kind of, who keeps me on a straight and narrow when I tend to wander, man. She's my world to me, and I like that one wife for one life. And I mean, I'm working hard. I'm not the best dude at it at times, but, man, I'm so thankful and blessed to have her. So, man, shout out to Cassandra Willis.
All right, Cassandra. She is so sweet, and, oh, my goodness, thank you for sharing your husband with the world. And listen, you all, if you all have an event where you can, like a comedy night or a jazz night or something, you need to book Larry Love. Larry, how can they connect with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I bet you know what? You blessed, sister. You blessed.
Yes, thank you.
You can connect with me in several ways. The best way, I think, is my email, which is Willis, my last name, Willis, and the letter L, at comcast.net. They can always connect through me, through Charvette. And I have Facebook, but, you know, if I don't really know who you are,
he's not going to accept your request. So you can just contact the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show as well, www.mitchell-productions.com, and we'll get you connected. Cool. Okay, Elder Derek, give your shout-out to your lovely wife.
The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and I am so blessed that he made somebody wonderful for me, that being in the form of my wife, the beautiful Tanya Lacey Peterson, the number one Mary Kay consultant in Richmond, Virginia.
All right.
He said, if you don't have a beautiful wife, she can make a beautiful. Look at MaryKay.com/Tanya, T-A-N-I-A Peterson.
Ooh, have makeup will travel. Have makeup will travel. If the bar need painting, paint it. If the bar need painting, paint it. Well, all listen, right. You guys are so, oh, my goodness, I'm telling you, let's see, author Sheila Lipsy, thank you so much for joining. She's in chat room. She was like, oh, my God, this was a great show. I wish I had turned in, tuned in at the beginning. Thank you again for all of the chatters, for keeping it hot, those that are listening on the phone lines, those that are going to listen to this in the archive on iTunes and all of that. Thank you so much. And I'm telling you, we just need to give our whole panel a big hand. Yes, yes, yes. Again, thank you. Thank you so much. And Elder Justin, do you want to give any shout-outs?
Absolutely. I want to shout-out to my future wife, even though I don't know who she is yet. God knows. To my future wife. God knows. And to my whole, to my pastors, Bishop and Lady Jenkins, Co-Pastor Jenkins,
yeah.
The Fresh Anointing, everybody out there. I appreciate it so very much.
Great. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay.
That is a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, panel, again. And we're going to have you back. You know, I just have to keep it moving. We're going to have you back. Listeners, this is going to wrap up, guess what, another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. As you know, we'll be back next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk to, oh, my goodness, Pastor Jamal Bryant. He is going to be on the show talking about his new book. I'll see you then.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.